People here suggest that we do. Things happen. You know, I didn't make him happen. I didn't even have to have me get here. I thought I did. I thought Sandy got me here. But that's just circumstances. You know, they drove me here. You know, that guy that I was married to, he helped me get here. We're divorced now, but he gave me an awful lot. You know, he got me here. And I could have taken years to get here and gone through a lot more hell. He kind of got it all together. I lost my train of thought. Okay. Humility. It's like after I had taken the fifth and the sixth and the seventh steps for the first time, I realized that all of this stuff I'd found out about myself, I couldn't do anything about by myself. And that, to me, is a pretty good starter on humility. For me to finally admit that I can't make myself better is a humbling thing for me. The fifth step defines humility as a clear recognition of who and what we are, followed by a sincere attempt to become what we can be. I don't know if I'm quoting that exactly, but that's what it says to me. And I had reached that point. It was like I had come to the best of my ability to that awareness of what I am, the good and the bad. And I was now saying, okay, higher power. Wasn't to God yet, but I was to higher power. Help me to become what I can be, a day at a time. And it does say in the 12 and 12, in the 12th step, it talks about all the other steps before it. And it says about step 7 that God will help us with that 7th step under the conditions of the day we ask. So that tells me I do it every day. I don't just get away with doing it once and get all fixed. Wish I could. Anyway, then it was time to do my amends list. This was all on this one big weekend. You know, it says that at the end of the fourth step, that if we're through our fourth, we've written down a lot. It talks 5 or 6 times in there about doing it in black and white. And that does something different for me than thinking about it or talking about it. I can't explain why or what it does. I just know it works for me. That writing things down helped me understand what's going on. And those people that wrote the book evidently knew that about me. So I wrote my list of the people I had harmed, and I came home from that weekend and was all set to get on with the business of correcting whatever I could in my past. Those amends included my ex-husband, my first husband, my children, my parents, all members of my family. It included past employers. I'm a bookkeeper by profession, and I'd stolen money from several employers. It included an incident where I went into Penny's one day with one of my sons to get him a pair of shoes. And after he had tried on the shoes, he wanted to wear them home. And so we put his old scungy shoes in the shoebox.